And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Next hollow.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Bobby Peru, Psychopathic. Listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
There's a band called Bobby Peru, a band we've never played before, a track called Psychopathic. They are, as they describe themselves actually, high energy melodic riff-raff from Manchester, and absolutely great track to start the show. What is Bobby Peru's Bandcamp page?
bobbyperu.bandcamp.com.
It's bobby-peru.bandcamp.com, and it's bobbie-peru.bandcamp.com, making it poorly be Antoinette 1, Tony 0. And by the way, do you know who Bobby Peru was?
Absolutely no idea.
Right. Now, as soon as I saw that name, I thought, oh, I know that name. And it was, right, it was one of the baddies in the Nicolas Cage film Wild at Heart, or David Lynch film Wild at Heart. And he was played by That geezer with the massive gob who looks a bit like Walter Goggins but older. What's his name? Do you know who I'm talking about? He's a famous actor, but I can't remember.
Massive gob looks like Walter Goggins.
Yeah, a bit, yeah.
Who I do know. The guy who played Clarence Boddicker in RoboCop? No.
No. Am I? No, I don't think I am.
No, you're not. Because he looks a lot like that Goggins guy. No, I don't.
But he is a famous actor. Defoe. He's been in loads of things. He's always a bad guy.
Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, well, did you do that without checking?
I did. Yeah.
So was that thanks to my brilliant description?
I was thinking bad guy, and I was trying to think Wild at Heart. I'm sure that there was some famous dude in it. Yeah.
I mean, there were quite a few famous dudes. Like Harry Dean Stanton was in that as well. Who said as they drove into New Orleans, the big N-O. And I always thought, if I ever go to New Orleans, I'm going to drive in, and as I drive in, I'm going to go the big N-O. But, you know, I first thought that when I first saw the film 35 years ago, and I haven't done so, you know, fuck it. Great band. Anyway, I have some additional material for you. If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type in your email, comedy suburbs if it's a joke, and poetry corner if it's a poem. Jeff has come up trumps again. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
Excellent.
Jeff says, my girlfriend thinks I'm a stalker. Well, she's not really my girlfriend yet. Jeff, P.S. I'm getting better at origami. My skill is increasing.
No. Clever.
So, and I think, I wonder whether we prompted the stalker joke with the Emma Raducanu chat last week.
Maybe.
And I wonder whether we prompted the origami joke with I don't know fucking what, because let's face it, we didn't get any feedback about everything we did go on about.
No.
All right, anyway, let's hear Jeff sing again. So proud of that.
It's excellent.
Now, let's see, what's happening here? Right then. So, we have heard from Voodoo Rhythm. We haven't heard so much from them of late, largely because Reverend Beatman, who is the mastermind of Voodoo Rhythm, has been busy with his own monster stuff. But anyway, we've got some new material from them this week. Bloodshot Bill and Gerard Van Herk. It's a dreamy Montreal trash team-up. We haven't played Bloodshot Bill before. Gerard Van Herk is new to me. This is a really lovely track. Sounds very much, I'm going to say right now, when I first heard it, sounds very much like a very old track that I don't know whether it's originally done by Greasy Andre Williams, but was at some point called Bacon Fat, that the Cramps would later cover. God, I sound like I know what I'm talking about, don't I? But anyway, when I first heard this, I thought, that reminds me of something. And one or two of the other songs on the new release that they brought out do sound a bit like other old songs. So I wonder whether I haven't realised it's kind of a covers album with the words changed, aka Stray Cats. But who knows? What I want to know is, what is Bloodshot Bill's website?
Bloodshotbill.com.
It is bloodshotbill.com. BloodshotBill. Bloodshotbill.com. Tony One, Paulie B, and Internet One, and this is Shish Talk.
From the Middle East, it tastes the most, but it costs the least. I said you can buy from a little stall with a guarantee that it'll be halal. They take a chicken and they give it a juke. Duck and bow the shish toke. Let's go. Some potatoes down underneath. Put in tomatoes and a garlic sauce. Drop it a feeder, it's a weary boss. It's a meal that's fit for a posh duke. Duck and bell, the shish talk. Yeah. this is just a souvlaki. You can't be serious, you sound so wacky. It's a blend of spices that are built to please and make you wish that you were Lebanese. You'll eat so many that you wanna puke. Now you're addicted to shish taouk. Let's go.
You're listening to Guitar Me of One underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Bloodshot Bill and Gerard Van Herk and a tremendous track called Shish Taouk. Find out more at bloodshotbill.com. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
What you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do go to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page. Do leave us a comment. If you can do so, that'd be great. Easiest way to do it, reply to last week's show post or in the Punky group. Do please do so, because I had none last week and I've had to really fish this week to get some for this week. So do leave us a comment. Maybe leave us what you liked about the show, what disturbed you about the show, maybe some weird shit went on and you don't know how to explain it. Let me know your comments. I've got three this week. Dammit Records got in touch.
Egg Tolo, dammit.
And they say, thanks for playing Gone Feral from the new album Unleashed. Thank you very much, dammit.
You are welcome, and we've got another track of yours coming up very shortly.
Great. Gone Feral also got in touch to say thank you. Thank you very much.
Gone Feral.
And finally, the Spackles also got in touch.
Oh, okay.
To say fantastic, thank you. And I think we did play them last week.
We most certainly did. We played the track Dr. Crippin. As I said, they are via Rumbar. So that's why I said, damn it, Rumbar got in touch effectively.
Yeah.
But I do wonder whether we do need to find some new message board or something from somewhere, because there's really not a lot going on Facebook at all anymore, is there?
No.
I've just noticed the posts that I make, things that used to maybe get a bit of interaction get very little now.
There's like, can you have like public WhatsApp groups maybe or something like that? Maybe that would be a fucking nightmare.
I don't think I want a game.
No, I've realised I just said that, and you know, I don't want that.
No, I don't think you can. WhatsApp messages are encrypted, aren't they? Look at me sounding like I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but there are groups. Everyone's got a fucking group, haven't they, these days?
But yeah, but then everyone having to fucking join it, wouldn't it? And we couldn't get random comments.
Nope.
We need somewhere for... What we need, Tony, we need one of those old school forums. Website forums. We need to go back in time to when we started this show. When everything... When we had hope and aspirations.
Oh, them dreams. Days before life broke us.
Long time ago, yeah. Before life broke the world.
That is true. It is quite broken. But anyway... That's it for Facebook, then.
So that concludes...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
But it's time, isn't it? We're going to have to think of something else, I think.
We'll talk during the next song, but I just thought we could try something else.
Yeah, well, we're trying something else now, but the listeners don't know that yet. Let's just see how that bit goes. Mm. All right, then. Well, anyway, as promised, we have at least one track from Dammit now. I'm saying at least one. We're playing two tracks in a row, and I can't remember where the second one came from. But the first one came from Dammit a while ago. I actually thought, when I was putting this show together, that I wasn't sure that I really had enough just music that had come through this week to cover it. So... I went back through a couple of songs that hadn't quite made it onto shows for one reason or another, picked those, and then once I'd got the lineup for this week's show, we got a load of music through, so I've got the next 2 weeks sorted out already. Quite bizarre, but there you go. Anyway, stay tuned for Predeceased, but first a band called Cream Soda, because you can't get a lot more different than Cream Soda and Predeceased outwardly, but actually you might find the chord progression in these songs fairly similar. Look at me, sound like I know what I'm talking about. Cream Soda are three young bucks from the Medway Delta, Tony, and we are getting a few bands in through Kent at the moment. We go through stages, don't we? But right now, Kent is loving it, and I'm loving Kent. There you go. This show's always been quite Kentish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it?
So anyway, what is Cream Soda's Instagram page? Damn, going to the elves that we really deal with. What's their Insta?
At Cream Soda?
It's instagram.com/Medway's Cream Soda. So Medway Scream Soda, if you like. MedwaysCreamSoda. So, yeah, I mean, I don't do Insta. Do you do Insta?
I started trying it, but I don't like it.
But we have said that about quite a lot of things that everyone else uses.
That's true.
That we tried it and didn't like it and ended up missing the boat. But anyway, I'm not starting Insta. Fuck that shit. But anyway, that's where you can find out about Cream Soda. If you are on Insta, Instagram.com/Medway Scream Soda. That's what it's like. Right. So that is Point of the Internet 2, Tony 1. Stay tuned for previous season. As I say, this is Someone I'm Not. You're listening to Lounge Exotica 3000 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Predeceased and a track called The News. They are a noisy London trio, and I haven't got a lot more information about them, unfortunately. You can find out more by going to their Bandcamp page, which is
predeceased.bandcamp.com.
It is predeceased.bandcamp.com, P-R-E-D-E-C-E-A-S-E-D, predeceased.bandcamp.com, Tony 2, Paulie B, and the Internet 2. And I thought I'd play that track, The News, before we went into what we did last week, because I imagine we might be talking about one or two events that have happened in The News this week. But anyway, Tony, did you do anything last week?
There wasn't a lot. Work-wise, so no music. That's been pretty quiet. No babies stuff. Yeah, we're just looking for a new drummer. So we're in talks, and there are a few people interested. So we're trying to organise, like a rehearsal or whatever, an interview, whatever you want to try out. Who fucking knows what it's called? But trying that. So that's quite on that front. Just got recording on the 16th, so that's a couple of weeks away. Mostly it was work. Work's going all right. Managed to actually hire back my staff. We've gone back. So I made them redundant, and now everyone's back. We're only a small company, so it's a couple of people. But the main guy I hired, I've hired back. So that was a couple of days ago. So fingers crossed, things are on the up. We've been very busy. That's all I've been talking about for months is work, and we have been busy. So that's a little milestone personally. But apart from that, not a lot. What have you been up to?
Well, I'll talk about the films I watched this week. We already mentioned Nicolas Cage once. I watched a Nicolas Cage film last night that is about him appearing in lots of people's dreams. Have you seen it? It's on Amazon Prime. I recommend it as a curio. It is a curio, Tony. At the start, he's an ordinary dude. He's a professor, but he's boring as fuck. Right. And he starts showing up in everyone's dreams, not doing anything. Right? And they can't wonder why he's there. And he becomes an internet celebrity because he's showing up in everyone's dreams. Right? And then it takes a turn, as you'd expect. And, oh dear, everything bad happens. But there are a couple of nice comments about the modern world, and it's not bad, but it pales into insignificance against Borderlands. Have you seen Borderlands? That's a new one on Amazon Prime.
No, I saw it pop up, yeah, a couple of days ago.
Yeah, it's a brightly coloured affair. All-star cast. I absolutely loved it. Thought it was a really good laugh. Kind of like if the Fifth Element was dirty, I suppose.
Okay.
I suppose, go along that road. But I did like it. I go as far as to say I would recommend it, Tony.
Interesting, because it was one of the films where it did really, really badly on the cinema.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the only reason I've heard of it. It was a massive flop. Right. But right. Doesn't mean it's
but
bad.
But you know, yeah. But you know, Tank Girl flopped.
Yeah,
and
film.
I thought Tank Girl was great.
Great film.
And the first Suicide Squad flopped, and I like that as well.
I just watched the second one again today.
Yeah, but I did like the second one.
I thought it was great.
Yeah, but I didn't see anything wrong with the first one, really.
No.
But anyway, I do recommend Borderlands. I didn't know it had been a cinema release that had flopped. But, you know, I do tend to like the things that everyone else doesn't. That's been... and that's often, like, in this instance, without realising. I don't go out of my way to be different or left field or anything like that. Maybe it's like things other people don't, because I'm a lot more cool than most people.
True.
Yeah. Not necessarily in every dimension.
Okay, no, of course.
And it's been playing on my mind this week.
Okay.
About this Nexus, when you said I would have no teeth in any dimension at all. And it's like, I will until my mid-40s. Because that's when the teeth started to fall out. And I felt a lot better after that, because there's going to be a lot of multiverses where I don't make it to 45. You know, so... Feel a lot better about myself there.
Yeah.
So hard luck that you tried to destroy my confidence in the multiverse, but I'm just not having it. So have you heard anything about that Donald Trump bloke this week?
I saw the clip. I mean, yes, I saw it on the news yesterday. I didn't see it live. I was like, I saw a bits about it. Then I finally saw it on the news, and it just kept going. It just kept going. I had to turn off in the end. Vance is the worst. He asked him to apologise.
He's just a massive bear.
What a cunt.
Just a terrible person. Trump's a terrible person, but Vance, oh my God.
Yeah.
Vance must be there to make Trump look good. I didn't realise that.
Right.
But anyway, you can just see what, because it, the week had started off well. Macron had had a good meeting with him. Sir Keir Starmer had come out really well with him. Mm. Everything's looking good. There's an invitation to go and see the king again, even though no one else gets one. Blah, blah, blah. Let's lick your ass. And then Zelensky shows up. And the poor bloke, I mean, just what a pair of wankers.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the next day or a couple of days later, there's a big old bloody summit when Europe get together and say, oh, maybe we ought to actually do something about this. So who knows? Maybe some good will come of this. But what I do know is we can't do anything about it other than play great songs.
Exactly. Yes.
So let's play another one now. Now, the Planet Smashers from the vaults, Tony. We've had them as a bed for so long now. I did meet them. We saw them at Junction 7 years and years ago in Nottingham. And they kept mentioning us throughout the gig, which did confuse the audience because the rest of the audience didn't know us, but they thought we were famous. And afterwards, the lead singer gave me all of their CDs. I went, oh, cheers, mate.
Cool.
We just got, I got like 8 albums. I went, oh, thank you. Absolutely brilliant. I've had them on in the car again after not listening to them for years and just reminded myself what a great band they are. And I wanted to play a song that we both really like called Too Much Attitude. And then I thought, I'll just see whether they've got anything kind of more recent going on. They haven't done anything amazing recently. 5 years ago, they put out an album with the track we're about to play on it. There is an official video for it. It's really good. And what I really like about this, the Planet Smashers, they appeared to have added an extra member of the band playing keyboard. And it's meant there's a dead 60s element to this already brilliant band. I think you're going to like this song a lot. What is Planet Smashers' website?
PlanetSmashers.com.
PlanetSmashers.ca. They are from Canada.
Yeah.
And in case you're only hearing about the first time, they are Montreal ska punk legends. I believe this might have been their most recent single 5 years ago. Don't know what they're doing now. Anyway, planetsmashers.ca, probably the internet 3, Tony 2. And after starting this section with the news, and now after everything with Trump and that fucker Vance do, this is Too Much Information.
when you do it. My sweet share everything when you do it. My sweet share everything. Too much information. Too much information.
You're listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Planet Smashers and Too Much Information. Find out more, planetsmashers.ca. So, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide. Thanks for your gigs.
I'm 55. Fuck.
Yeah. If you have a gig, don't forget, you can email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play. You haven't done so, I found one. So this is for the 8th, which is, I'm thinking it is Saturday. This isn't Saturday, yeah. This week in Scarborough. So don't see many gigs in Scarborough. So we've got Shreds from Sheffield, Anti-System, Jenkum Revolt, Orchard, and Morbid Bigfoot.
Is the band called Shreds from Sheffield, or were you just saying they're from Sheffield?
They're from Sheffield. Right. I don't know why they felt they need to put that in the title of the gig, but yeah, so Shreds is the band. From Sheffield. How much is it? So it's £2 to £5. So it's a donation on the door, it looks like.
All right, yeah.
Call it a fiver, 7 p.m. It's at the Westover Club in Scarborough. So I've not heard of this venue before. So you know, if you are in Scarborough, it's book all else. That's not fair. I've never been to Scarborough. It could be very nice.
There's been a Northern Punk Weekender in Scarborough, I think. Of late.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful seaside resort with terrible weather. It's the north, Tony.
It is the north.
The place that I would go on holiday when I was a child with my parents, because I lived in the north, lived in Yorkshire, so Scarborough was a sensible place to go.
Yeah.
But my God, you need to get lucky with the weather.
Yeah. Well, it's not. What is this? Imagine it's not bad weather this week. You might be all right. But there you go. That's it for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide. Fair enough.
That wasn't my bum, that was my mouth.
Ah, right, all right, okay.
I didn't do a bossy burp.
Right, okay.
All right then. So, we're in two more songs in a row. Ah, brilliant. Right, so, we had yet another Cherry Red box set through. We've done very well for them this year. This one's going back to the 60s again. It's a 3-CD collection. Get ready for the countdown. Mod, R&B and Freak Beat Nuggets from the UK from the 1960s. We're only playing 2 tracks from it. It is a great compilation, but a lot of the music is all kind of soulful and not really right for the show, but a lot of it is great. We're going to play 2 tracks now. Stay tuned for a band called The Sessions that I'll tell you now I know nothing about. But first, a band called My Generation, Tony. Might have played once before. Well, I didn't know that they were from Guernsey.
Oh,
right?
No.
And they came over to London on the back of doing some gig that they were... Everyone said, oh, this band is great. They only recorded a couple of tracks in, I say, 1964. Can't find a lot else. If you type in My Generation Band Guernsey, you might be able to find out a bit more. So what I'll ask you instead is, what is Cherry Red's website?
cherryred.co.uk.
cherryred.co.uk. cherryred.co.uk. Tony 3, Paul of the Internet 3. As I say, stay tuned for The Sessions. This is My Generation Getting Out.
Get Wives, chatter, mothers, children eating sweets. Factory whistles, ice cream, brand bands twinkle on the top. Parking meters, fish and chip shops lit up on the floor. Get me away to the country, where it's all so new. Get me away or anywhere, as long as it's away from you. Come on, yeah. Railway tickets, slamming cab doors, streamers leaving town. Coal yard shutters banging, clanging, this place gets me down. Comes another station, here's another greenfield, not so far inside. Now I'm walking high in the blue skies, now I feel alright. Get me away to the country, where it's all so new. Get me away or anywhere, as long as it's away from you. As long as it's away from you every day. As long as it's away from you.
Listening to the Fusilis underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Sessions, a track called Let Me In. So I played Getting Out and then Let Me In. See what I did there?
Mm.
Yeah. Start. Once you go out, you've got to get back in. All I can say about this band is they are probably from London, but I don't know. And this was a 1965 release. And in the J-Red box set, they go to great pains to make sure there's a few paragraphs about each band in the write-up for them, and they got nothing about them.
Right, okay.
They can't find out either. They're not even sure the band were called The Sessions, but anyway, it's a great track. Got no website, we're leaving it as it is at the moment. It's three all. Okay. Are you doing anything this week?
No, we're starting to move the horse. I can't remember. I don't think I did mention it. So we're moving him again to another yard.
Right.
So I spent today in a field weeding. It's putting some weed killer down. So we're getting a field ready for the horse, and we're moving him on the 14th of Feb, 14th of March, shall we?
Firstly,
yeah.
Why do you need to weed a field before a horse moves in it?
It's got a lot of clover on it, and clover's not good for horses, so we put some weed killer down to kill the clover off.
Right, and that weed killer won't affect the horse, presumably?
Well, we put it on now, so it's got 2 weeks to dissipate.
Okay. Oh, there was something else I was going to ask you then, but then I already can't remember what it is.
You've lost the will.
Yeah, I said, so firstly, the horse stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I did have to say, secondly, when you said we're about to move the horse, I thought, why has it just been standing in your lounge for 2 weeks? Suppose you have to get behind it and shelf it. Well, what does moving a horse entail? But I understand it. Yeah. Moving yard. You've got your new horse box at the moment.
That's right. I've got your horse box. And we're moving him. Yeah, it's too far. Yeah, anyway, we're moving him. So we're doing that. And then hopefully at the weekend, drummer tryouts, as it were. I can't remember which one. I don't know. We're just numbering them again now. I don't know where this one's from, what his name is. I don't even know if it's him. But there's the drummer tryout next weekend, I think.
Interesting that you say you don't know whether it's a him.
Don't know.
That's going to tie in quite nicely with the next song.
Perfect.
That nice one, Tone. Yeah. God, you're good.
What are you up to this week?
I do rate you.
Oh, no.
I got no plans at all. Again, I was fortunate this weekend. I had nothing to do. And Forest don't play in the FA Cup next round until the day after we record this show, so I couldn't talk about that. But I do know that if we win, we'll be drawn away to Brighton. Could have been worse. I was worried about us getting Bournemouth, to be perfectly honest. Yeah, it was just like, of all the teams you wouldn't think, don't want Man City, don't want Villa. I was thinking, please not Bournemouth, please not Bournemouth, please not Bournemouth. I would have liked Preston, you know, but these things haven't happened yet. So, if we beat Ipswich, 3 games away from winning the FA Cup. Quite exciting, really.
Excellent.
I got no plan. I'm doing nothing this week again, because the weekend after, I am doing something, but I'll talk about that on next week's show. So should we just get on with the next song?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, all right then. Twat Union, Tony.
Okay.
A six-piece DIY punk band from London. I listened to this song, liked it immediately. Went on and watched a video of them doing it after that, like the band as well. They are pulling up some daisies right now, I think, in terms of people are interested in them. I think they've had, considering they haven't been going that long, I think they're getting a lot of attention. I understand why. This song's great. And this song, whereas you said about the drummer, you didn't know whether they were male or female. This song covers the fact that a girl is a drummer in a band, walks in, and the blokes walk up to her and say, I didn't know that the band had a female lead singer, because they can't imagine a woman being a drummer. But as we know, there's one woman called Colin who's a tremendous drummer. Just to further confuse things. But anyway, what is Twat Union's website?
Twatunion.com.
Twatunion.co.uk. TWATUNION, probably the internet for Tony. 3, and they actually put in the blurb about them, they've called themselves Twat Union, knowing that they're not going to be able to get played on the radio. But that's the kind of name that gets you played on this show, so well done, Twat Union. Boy of the Internet 4, Tony 3, this is Singer of the Band.
People always think I'm the singer of the band, and when I say people, it's usually a man. Even when I walk into a room with my drumsticks, a guy comes over looking at my and says, you must be the singer of the band. You must be the singer of the band. He must play the drums, cause he is a man. I said, you must be the singer of the band. I walk into the room, they sample my tail. He says, watch out girl, you know you might break a nail. I promise you I'm definitely not a sexist, but a face like that, you couldn't be a bassist. You must be the singer. singer of the band. You must be the singer of the band. He must play the bass, cause he is a man. I said you must be the singer of the band. I'm stood on stage, tuning my guitar. He says, excuse me, ma'am, do you know where you are? If you're struggling, I think there's a man at the bar who's the long-lost cousin of Frank Zappa.
Listening to Sitterbits and the Fireflies of February underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Track Union, singer of the band. A great song that I really like, even though they obviously, like most young punk bands these days, have a bit of a go at old people.
Oh.
Old fellas particularly, of which I am one, but nevertheless, you know what? If I was them, I'd probably do the same thing. And it's a great song. So there we go. This bit might be a bit short. We are clearly having a lot of technical issues this week with Skype, we heard, was going to be shut down, so we thought we'd try and do this on Teams. That didn't work either, so now in time for next week's show, we're gonna have a go at WhatsApp, aren't we? Yeah we'll see.
Try anything.
And the reason that I mentioned this at the start is because I know already the answer to the following question, which is, have you got a Twat?
I don't.
See, I knew that already. It's like, it's not just the technical issues we had. We also have a content issue this week. We're a bit low on stuff. Yeah. And I didn't know you hadn't got a Twat till half an hour till we start recording. No time for quiz time for Tony.
No.
So maybe you can tell people about the Twats and what they're supposed to do.
Yes, please. If you haven't got a Twat for me, please do email me, tony@punkeurasia.com. I want the Twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. Or Twat's you with thanks. Which I always wanted to. There's loads of shit going on this week. Obviously, I mean, we've twatted Trump a lot. But there's off the chart. So I'm surprised I don't hear from anything. I'm sure maybe there's just so much stuff is coming our way. It's clogged. But yeah. If you do have a Twat, let me know. And I'm sure we'll be back next week. Yeah. Just get Twats, please. Thank you.
Feel free to Twat Trump again. I mean, I didn't think that we could just Twat him ourselves this week. But hey,
no
need.
If no one emails, I just can't do it.
The funniest thing. The funniest thing I've seen this week was a meme with Putin sat in his office, and on the back there is a painting of Trump, and underneath it says Employee of the Month. That's it. Let's just play the last song, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. Banco Mala Vista. The last time we played them, we opened the show with them. I was going to open with them again, but I thought, no, we'll close the show with them this time. They got a new album out that we got in January this year, and it's absolutely brilliant. Could have played any track off it. They are a rock and roll punk band from New York City, Tony. Fuck Matt Berry. What is Mala Vista's Bandcamp page?
MalaVista.bandcamp.com?
It is malavista.bandcamp.com, MalaVista.bandcamp.com. Making it Tony 4, Paul of the Internet 4, and this is Die Waiting. We'll be right back.
cabin down by a canyon.
That's about the size of it for this week. That was Mala Vista, track Die Waiting. And if you were wondering, Die Waiting is not a Welshman queuing up for his doll.
Right. Lovely.
Maybe I made myself laugh when I thought of that. It doesn't matter that no one else will. Maybe you can mention one or two ways people listen to the show in a way they haven't done before.
Yep, don't forget, please visit our website, punkerasia.com. Latest shows on the front page, various ways you can listen to on there, and various stations like punkerasia.com, radioandrew.se, radiofocusing.com. And if you were down with the fire, you can find us on the Spotify.
The Spotify.
App in the podcast section. Also Amazon, Amazon Music, in their podcasts. Dying. And
Muzak, Amazon Muzak. Is that especially for like the stuff you're in a lift?
I thought you let that one slide.
Never. Have you ever known me let anything slide?
No, I know. I knew it was coming.
I pounce on you like the literal panther that I am.
Recording problems or not, it's fine. We'd never let this one slide. Also, if you've got yourself an Alexa, you know. There's a skill. There's always a skill. Go to the skill store. You search Punk Radio. Download it. It's free. Thanks to Poco for that. She'd have thought she'd know by now. But if she doesn't know, get the skill on it, and then she'll play some Punk Radio. And if you do use it, let us know. That'd be nice to hear from you. We'd be nice to hear from you. Anyway, but that's it.
Well, the thing you say, I'm a lyrical gangster. Hear me now. I'm a literal panther. I'm a pathetic individual is what I am. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I poo.
But you can't. But you can't. You.